opposed, stand. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You may be seated. In my daily prayers, I usually pray for God, what do you want? What will you show me today? What are you going to show me today? Well, one morning, this little thought came to my head saying, look at the cells of the body. So I ran off to work, came back and looked it up and came up with this. So how many different types of cells are in the human body? There are about 200 different types of cells in the body. Here are just a few examples. This is all on the internet, written by scientists. Red blood cells, erythrocytes, skin cells, neurons, nerve cells, and fat cells. Humans are multicellular, complex organisms. The cells inside our bodies are specialized. This means that each type of cell performs a unique and special function. For this reason, each of the 200 different types of cells in the body has a different structure, size, shape, and function, and contain different organelles. Organelles are any of a number of organized or specialized structures within a living cell. Man, a complex being. You have possessed me in my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am awesomely and wonderfully made. My substance was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret, your eyes did see my substance, yet being unformed, and in your book, all is written. Psalms 139:13-16. Cells in the brain may be longer in shape so they can transmit signals more efficiently. Cells of the heart have more mitochondria because they need a lot of energy. Mitochondria are responsible for energy production. Cells in the respiratory system are responsible for taking up oxygen and releasing carbon dioxide. All the cells work together to keep the human body running efficiently. How many cells are in the human body? An average person is estimated to contain roughly 30 trillion human cells, according to recent research. This, of course, a rough approximation. It's extraordinarily complicated to count human cells. It's not as simple as figuring out the size or weight of a single cell and making an estimate based on the volume of the human body. Each of the 200 different types of cells in the human body has a different weight and size. Within the body, some cells are packed more densely, while others are more spread out. Cells are constantly dying, and new ones are being made simultaneously. On top of that, the actual number of cells will vary from person to person, depending on their age, height, weight, health, and environmental factors. How many bacterial cells are in the human body? You may have read that bacterial cells in the human body outnumber human cells 10 to 1. The primary source for that ratio dates back to the 1970s when American microbiologists used a series of assumptions to calculate the number of bacteria inside the intestinal tract. The 10-to-1 ratio has since been disproven. New data show that the number of bacterial cells inside a human body is around 38 trillion. This turns out to be much closer to the estimated 30 trillion human cells in the body. So while there are likely more bacterial cells than human cells in your body, at any given time, the difference isn't as great as previously thought. How many blood cells are in the human body? There are three types of blood cells: red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Red blood cells are by far the most abundant type of cell in the human body, accounting for over 80% of all cells. Adult humans have somewhere around 25 trillion red blood cells in their body on average. Women usually have fewer red blood cells than men, while people living at higher altitudes will usually have more. There are also about 147 million platelets and another 45 million lymphocytes, a type of white blood cell in the body based on recent calculations. How many cells are in the human brain? There are roughly 171 billion cells in the average male brain, according to new research, including about 86 billion neuron trusted source. Neurons are cells that help submit signals throughout the brain. There are also 85 billion other cells in the brain called glial cells that help support the neurons. How many cells does the human body produce daily? It's difficult to measure exactly how many cells your body makes on any given day. The lifespan of each of the 200 types of cells varies considerably, so not every type of cell is produced at an equal rate. A good start is to look at the number of red blood cells that are produced each day, as red blood cells are the most abundant type of cell in the body. Red blood cells live for about 120 days, at which point they are removed from circulation by macrophages in the spleen and liver. At the same time, specialized stem cells are replacing the dead red blood cells at roughly the same rate. The average body makes about 2 to 3 million trusted source red blood cells every second, or about 173 to 259 billion red blood cells per day. How many cells in the human body die each day? Most, but not all. Cells in the body will eventually die and need to be replaced. Fortunately, a healthy human body is capable of maintaining a precise balance between the number of cells produced and the number of cells that die. For example, as the body is producing between 173 to 259 billion red blood cells per day, roughly the same number of red blood cells are dying off. It's challenging to figure out exactly how many cells in the human body die each day. Cells aren't created equal when it comes to the length of their life cycles. For example, white blood cells only live for about 13 days, whereas red blood cells live for about 120 days. Liver cells, on the other hand, can live up to 18 months. Cells in the brain will stay alive throughout a person's life. Now, the takeaway on this is using more sophisticated methods than before. New research estimates that there are about 30 trillion human cells in the average person. Red blood cells comprise the majority of these cells. Of course, human cells are not the only cells in our bodies. New research has also learned that there are around 38 trillion bacteria in the average human as well. This brings the grand total to over 68 trillion cells, human or not. Now go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6-7. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Now, at this point in the message, I'm going to pair what is going on in our bodies to what is going on in our churches, cities, counties, states, nation, and world. Each one of us has the authority of 68 trillion cells within us. And like any good host, when difficulties arise, a good host will first inquire of the Lord. Psalms 82, verse 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. John 10, verse 34. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? Now, I looked up God's and Strong's Concordance, and it's pronounced Theos. And it's of uncertain affinity, a deity, especially with 3588, that's another number, the supreme divinity, figuratively a magistrate, by Hebraism, a magistrate. Now, on the note, I got CCCSNW. I'm going to be just using that. That's going to be your churches, county, city, state, nation, and world. That will be used in place of locales mentioned above. Foreigners are non-kindred people. SC represents science or scientists. TC represents true Christianity according to Scripture. Now, according to science, scientists, bacteria or foreigners are everywhere, including your entire body. The bacteria, foreigners in our body, weighs as much as our brain, 3 pounds. Bacteria, foreigners, can be harmful, but some species of bacteria, foreigners, are needed to keep us healthy. The bacteria, foreigners on our skin, in our airways, and in our digestive system are the first line of defense against foreign invaders, pathogens, that can cause infection and other problems. True Christianity, foreigners are everywhere, including our CCCSNW. The foreigners in our CCCSNW have become a burden on us. Foreigners can be harmful, but some foreigners are needed to keep us healthy. In case of attack by pathogens, which are Jews, the foreigners in our CCCSNW are first to be approached, for the pathogens need their assistance to cause problems. Micah 4:11. Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. Foreigners and kindred nations looking to Israel for leadership. Not to Israel, the people, but the state. At this point, I'm going to say, I mentioned the state of Israel. I knew this guy once that had an interview with people in the news media. And one of them asked him, brought up the state of Israel. And he said to him, since when did Israel become a state in the United States? When were they annexed in the United States? And the guy just shut his mouth. He never heard from him again the rest of that interview. So I thought that was comical. But pathogens mentioned above are like Jews. SC, science says, pathogens are disease-causing microorganisms such as bacteria, fungi, and viruses, found commonly in sewage, hospital waste, runoff water from farms, and in water used for swimming. Most pathogens, Jews, are parasites, live off the host, and the disease they cause are an indirect result of their obtaining food from or shelter in the host. Larger parasites, such as worms, and not called pathogens, or Jews, larger parasites are called Zionists. Science also says bacteria, foreigners, also act as tuning forks for our body's immune system, making sure it's pitched just right. We acquire our first bacteria while being born, and every day our environment exposes us to more. Some of these bacteria will take up residence inside the body and help develop a robust immune system. True Christianity, foreigners act as whipping rods for our CCCSNW, making sure that we obey the laws of God. We acquired our first bacteria at the fall of Adam, and every day our environment exposes us to more foreigners. Genesis 3, verse 6 and 7. And when the women saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Some of these foreigners will take up residence in our CCCSNW and help develop a politically correct system. Now, the good bacteria. Science says the species of bacteria that colonize our respiratory and digestive systems help set up checks and balances in the immune system. White blood cells police the body, looking for infections. But they also limit the amount of bacteria that grow there. Likewise, bacteria keep white blood cells from using too much force. Bacteria also help out by doing things cells are ill-equipped to do. For instance, bacteria breaks down carbohydrates, sugars, and toxins, and they help us absorb the fatty acids which cells need to grow. Bacteria help protect the cells in your intestines from invading pathogens and also promote repair of damaged tissue. Most importantly, by having good bacteria in your body, bad bacteria don't get a chance to grow and cause disease. TC, Genesis 1, verse 24, 25. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good." Joshua 16:10. And they drove not out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day and serve unto tribute. In Judges 1:29, neither did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt in Gezer among them. This way, foreigners can keep God's chosen from using too much force against them as long as they are working for them. Of course, then the bad. Science says, of course, some species of bacteria in your body can result in disease, such as cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity. Usually these diseases happen only when the normal microbiome are disrupted, but that can occur even from antibiotics. Antibiotics kill bacteria, and some of those will be good bacteria that we need to protect our health. When that happens, the bad bacteria that normally are kept in check have room to grow, creating an environment ripe for disease. TC, some foreigners in our CCCSNW can result in diseases, miscegenation, crime, affirmative action, free handouts, and more. Usually this happens when the host forsakes the laws of God and the land. When foreigners are introduced into the CCCSNW, they kill good foreigners. And when that happens, the bad foreigners that are normally kept in check have more room to grow and creating an environment ripe for crime. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68 also will testify to that. Science says, bad bacteria can exist at low levels in your body without causing harm or can grow too much and wreak havoc. Staphylococcus aureus can cause something as simple as a pimple or as serious as pneumonia or toxic shock syndrome. P. gingivitis can cause gum disease and was recently linked to pancreatic cancer. Similarly, when not suppressed by good bacteria, Klebsiella pneumonia can cause colitis and subsequently lead to colorectal cancer. TC, bad foreigners exist at low levels in CCCSNW without causing harm, But when they grow too much, they wreak havoc. An example is CCCSNW areas, especially cities, have at one time been safe areas in which to live. The foreigners started to move in these areas little by little, and before you know it, they have the majority of the area. Example, Finneytown, Over the Rhine, North College Hill, and the city of Cincinnati. In addition to allowing disease-causing bacteria to flourish, the elimination of good bacteria throws the immune system out of whack. The result can be simple allergies or very debilitating autoimmune diseases. Without the right balance of bacteria, your body might suffer from constant inflammation. TC, Exodus, chapter 23, 29 through 33. I will not drive them out before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the Sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. SC, Science. Inflammation is the body's alarm system, which calls white blood cells to heal a wound or to get rid of infection. Chronic inflammation, however, can make the body more susceptible to autoimmune diseases and cancer, such as causing inflammatory bowel disease, which, if uncontrolled, can cause colon cancer. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future. Science says research suggests that efforts to make a cleaner environment free from bacteria are contributing to the rise in obesity, cancer, and heart disease. Experts are trying to figure out how probiotics, foods like yogurt with active cultures and dietary supplements that contain live bacteria can improve our health. Research is underway so that in the future, specific bacteria may be prescribed as individually tailored treatments for patients. TC, past history suggests in order to make a cleaner environment in CCCSNW free from foreigners, then the host must follow 2 Chronicles Chapter 7, verse 14. Science. Our immune system needs the right combination of bacteria so we can stay healthy and rely less on medications. Antibiotics remain a powerful tool to keep us healthy, but shouldn't be used when they aren't needed. The more we learn, the more we appreciate the power of the bugs inside of us to heal and not just to do harm. TC, our CCCSNW needs the foreigners to inhabit in their own area, as well as God's chosen to inhabit in their own area. The good foreigners tend to come to God's chosen areas in order to be safe and healthy from the bad ones. Genesis 1, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Good foreigners accept and recognize God's chosen. If in the land of God's chosen, they appreciate their hosts and accept who they are and stay within their boundaries in CCCSNW, for that, we can appreciate the foreigners, for they are there to help and not to do harm. There are foreigners who chastise God's children for going astray, such as in 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 20 to 24. After all this, when Josiah had repaired the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For God commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he not destroy thee not." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and hearkened not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Have me away, for I am sore wounded." His servants therefore took him out of that chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Now Josiah did that which was right in the eyes of God. He rebuilt the temple, put in effect all the laws of God, and then he went out and was killed. SC, your white blood cells account for only about 1% of your blood, but their impact is big. White blood cells are also called leukocytes. They protect you against illness and disease. TC, could this be the same percentage of God's remnant? The remnant crying out against the injustices and the diseases? Wonder if scientists are called racists for their findings on these types of cells. Can you imagine that if this word gets out and the libtards and God haters find out they got white blood cells, what they might do? Science, think of white blood cells as your immunity cells. In a sense, they're always at war. They flow through your bloodstream to fight viruses, bacteria, and other foreign invaders that threaten your health. When your body is in distress and a particular area is under attack, white blood cells rush in to help destroy the harmful substance and prevent illness. TC, think of the remnant as shepherds of a flock, and they're always at war. They go through CCCSNW to warn and fight all that is evil, bad foreigners and other foreign invaders that threaten your CCCSNW. When your CCCSNW is under attack, the remnant rush in to warn and possibly destroy the invaders to prevent a takeover. SC, white blood cells are made in the bone marrow. They are stored in your blood and lymph tissues. Because some white blood cells have a short life of 1 to 3 days, your bone marrow is always making them. TC, the remnant is called by God. They are placed strategically in the CCCSNW. Because some remnant have a short life, God calls others to take their place. Matthew 11, verse 27, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." Types of white blood cells. Among your white blood cells are monocytes. They have a longer lifespan than many white blood cells and help to break down bacteria. TC, uncorrupt prophets. Lymphocytes. They create antibodies to fight against bacteria, viruses, and other potentially harmful invaders. TC, herbalists, physicians that do not prescribe medicine that destroys other parts of the body, and elders in a church that put hands on and believe. Neutrophils. They kill and digest bacteria and fungi. They are the most numerous types of white blood cells, and they're your first line of defense when infection strikes. TC, prayer warriors. Basophils. These small cells seem to sound an alarm when infectious agents invade your blood. They secrete chemicals such as histamine, a marker of allergic disease that help control the body's immune response. TC, shepherds of the flock, are ministers of God's word. Eosinophils. They attack and kill parasites and cancer cells and help with allergic responses. TC, Phineas priesthood. Problems affecting white blood cells. Your white blood cell count can be low for a number of reasons. This includes when something is destroying the cells more quickly than the body can replenish them, or when the bone marrow stops making enough white blood cells to keep you healthy. When your white blood cell count is low, you're at great risk for any illness or infection, which can spiral into a serious health threat. TC, when God's children start diminishing, it happens for a number of reasons. Something or someone is destroying them more quickly than the children can replenish. Examples, miscegenation, multitude of burdens whereas they can't afford to replenish, violation of Deuteronomy 28, to name a few. When the children of God become so low, they are at risk for annihilation. Science. Your health care provider can do a blood test to see whether your white blood cell count is normal. If your count is too low or too high, you may have a white blood cell disorder. A number of diseases and conditions may affect white blood cell levels. The weak immune system. This is often caused by illnesses such as HIV, AIDS, or by cancer treatment. Cancer treatment such as chemotherapy or radiation therapy can destroy white blood cells and leave you at risk for infection. TC, weak leaders who led with their emotions rather than logic and past histories. Science, infection. A higher than normal white blood cell count usually means you have some type of infection. White blood cells are multiplying to destroy the bacteria or virus. TC and CCCSNW, this is ideal. Genesis. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Science. Myelodysplastic syndrome. This condition causes abnormal production of blood cells. This includes white blood cells in the bone marrow. Genesis 25, verse 22 and 23. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Science, cancer of the blood. Cancers including leukemia and lymphoma can cause uncontrolled growth of an abnormal type of blood cell in the bone marrow. This results in a greatly increased risk for infection or serious bleeding. TC, Genesis chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall be he be unto his brethren. Canaan has resulted in the increase of pathogens, which are thorns and tares, Jews. Myeloproliferative disorder. This disorder refers to various conditions that trigger the excessive production of immature blood cells. This can result in an unhealthy balance of all types of blood cells in the bone marrow, and too many or too few white blood cells in the blood. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Medicines. Some medicines can raise your or lower the body's white blood cell count. TC, laws of God. Following them or not following them can raise or lower the children of God count. This scenario not only takes place in this world, but also the universe. Imagine having cancer and the physicians treat the cancer with products that destroy the good cells. Is this any different than one nation going to war with another nation, embalming that nation and innocent people are destroyed in the process? Is it any different than a nation opening up its borders for non-kindred people, which only leads to the destruction of the host? Is it any different than a nation injecting LGBTQT into society and telling society to love them and to be compassionate toward them as they destroy the moral foundations of society? Have you ever been talking about ridding the CCCSNW with LGBTQT people and someone asks, are they bothering you? Reply back to them, if you had cancer, would you go to a doctor? And that doctor wanted to give you something that would kill the cancer, would you take it? Why don't you embrace and love the cancer as you do with the LGBTQ? Imagine this world being of one body, and all the nations represent an organ in the body. Very few organs can be missed in the body in order for the body to function. Each organ is working in harmony to keep the body going. And then one organ gets the idea that it needs the resources of another organ and attacks that organ. It puts the whole body in chaos. It is much like the bowels wanting to be in charge of the whole body, and to prove its point, he shuts off all refuse from getting out of the body. Soon the whole body is filled with dung, which leads to sepsis, which leads to death. Is not that where this world is going? The state of Israel being the bowels. Imagine the universe and all the planets and stars and moons are organs in God's body. And the earth is the organ causing disruption. God has sent his son to heal and the earth responded, but not totally. What is next? Will in the world of medicine drop that which destroys also the good to destroy the disease? The one thing we do know is Revelation 7:3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. When God sends down his destructive medicine, the good and repentant will not be destroyed. So if we are all gods, then what are we gods over? Could it be the cells that we house? Till next time. So I want to say what this world needs, what the nations need, what the states need, what the counties and cities and church need is a good old-fashioned enema.